At Armstrong, your connectivity is backed by local technicians, our 24-7 network operations team, and our 24-7 customer service center. Armstrong, unmatched employees, unmatched customer care, unmatched fiber network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Armstrong in the Loop podcast. I'm your host, Seth Prentice. And today, I'm excited to have Candace Kantz, president of the Andrew Effect. Candace, welcome to the show.
Hi, Seth. Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited as I recently received a letter from your organization, and I was like, what is this organization? So I read through the letter and there was some contact information and it led me to you. And I'm so excited today because we're going to learn about the Andrew Effect and what a great mission that you're doing for the community and for the kids. So I just thank you for coming here today to spend a few minutes to inform the public of your organization and the impact that you're having on the areas that we serve.
Thank you for having us again.
Of course. So why don't we start off? What is the Andrew Effect?
So we are a nonprofit organization and our beneficiaries are children. The goal of our organization is to provide quality educational toys, activities, STEM or STEAM related. And we partner with other nonprofit agencies who already have relationships with the children in order to distribute these items. Historically, we've done them around like Easter and Christmas, but, you know, as we expand, we're going to be looking at doing them other times of the year. Our beneficiaries all come from homes in need. And that word in need is can be inclusive of a lot of things.
For sure.
A lot of our beneficiaries right now, it is a financial need. It could be a single mother, raising kids on her own or his own. It could be a child coming from a home with addiction, a sick parent or what have you. The foundation of what we believe in is the power of play. A lot of kids who come from where their basic needs are not being met, they may not be able to maximize their educational experience in a traditional classroom setting. Play is very powerful for children. We learn a lot through play. A child actually learns faster through play than a traditional school setting. So even, for example, playing a game of cards where you have to add up numbers in your head. While a child's having fun, it's much easier for them to remember things like math facts and emotional, social, cognitive, fine motor, gross motor skills. So what we're trying to do is to kind of put the fun in learning, help these children find a path to adulthood, through play.
Oh, makes total sense. Now, I guess the next question off of this would be, how did you realize that there was a need for this opportunity to provide, the power of play to these kids?
Sure. Actually, through my own children. This started through the pandemic. I, along with probably every other parent out there who was, schooling their children at home, I was watching my children fall into electronics. Personalities were changing. Their ability to communicate was changing. And so I started to do a lot of research on kind of what to do with your children in lieu of electronic devices. And I, like many parents, have bought the traditional toys off the shelf. You bring them home, they play with them twice, and then they sit there. So I started researching toys in general, and there's a couple different kinds of toys. A lot of the toys today are meant to entertain children. So example, if you buy something licensed property, like for example, like Paw Patrol or something Disney, the story's already written for that child. They've seen the movies, they've seen the cartoons. So when they're playing, they're reenacting something they already know. So they're meant to entertain. So after a few plays, they're done. They've done it. You know, there's nothing else to do with it. So what I started to understand is that there's toys that make the child engage. So, and it's not always make-believe play, but it's outdoor play. It's, you know, science play. It's games. And it's making, in order for that child to play with that toy, they have to engage. It's finding games that you can make up your own rules where there's five different ways to play. So I really made a huge concentrated effort with my own children to engage them more in play. There was a point in time where, you know, before they could touch an electronic device after school, they had to play with something. And so whether that meant that I sat down with them for 10 minutes and played a card game, what I noticed next was the next thing they went on to wasn't going back to their electronic device. It was getting out the art supplies or going outside to play. It made this cascading effect throughout the rest of the day. And I really saw a big difference in my children. My kids are 9 and 12 now, and my 9-year-old probably has not touched an electronic device outside of school in probably close to a year.
Wow.
Now I have a tween, so she's a little bit both, you know, a little bit of electronics, but a lot of other things too. But yes, my almost 10-year-old does not touch electronics anymore.
That's incredible.
I mean, I know she has a lot of that in her, but it was really showing her a lot of different ways to engage in her day versus staring at a video on her phone. So once I started to see the difference in my own kids, I was like, how do we get all of these types of toys into every child's hands? And, you know, if you go to the dollar store, if you go to Walmart, the toys are much less expensive than a lot of the things that I'm talking about. And so you have a lot of families who quite frankly can't afford these types of items. So this really started grassroots with one of my board members, Aaron Weber. She and I started doing it, just in a smaller way in our community, and it just started to grow. And we said, we need to, you know, make this a nonprofit, get more supporters, get corporate support, get grants, and really try to grow this as big as we can.
Oh, that's amazing. So when did you officially start the Andrew Effect? Because it sounds like this is rather recent.
Well, we started gifting in early 2021.
Okay.
We formally became a nonprofit in January of 2022. And so we're a little over a year into our formal entity.
Wow. And I'm guessing you've already seen results in your first year, correct?
Yes. Yes. Well, so far we've served 1,783 children. We've given away 3,556 toys, games, activities. And then we also include with each of the children's gifts, the STEM activities. So they're kits that we make as, our group of volunteers. Quite frankly, we find a lot of them on Pinterest that any parent could find, things that you make out of building bridges out of popsicle sticks and Play-Doh, making musical instruments out of, popsicle sticks, rubber bands, you know, a lot of things like that. And we've given over, 10,668 of those. And those numbers do not include, we will be giving, I think 650, we'll be gifting 650 more children, Easter of 2023. So coming up, we have our delivery dates next week. Wow. And so those numbers will multiply after next week as well.
So what areas do you serve?
Okay. Right now, the majority of our recipients are in Butler County. Our growth plan is really Western Pennsylvania. You know, most of our board lives in Butler County, so it was kind of easier to start fundraising and reaching out to local nonprofits and school districts in order to develop those relationships.
Oh, that's great. Now, how have you been able to connect with some of the other nonprofits? Because I believe that you're tied into quite a few different groups.
Cold calling, meeting people at events, you know, just connections.
Grassroots.
Right. All grassroots. And sometimes, you know, on our website, you know, if there's an organization that would like to be a recipient, they can reach out to us on our website. You know, what we're really trying to do, the other part of this, I'm not sure if you've ever heard of the saying, the power of one caring adult.
No.
Okay. So the difference that, you know, again, every recipient is not in a situation where their parents are not involved, but you do have a lot of children who may not have a positive adult role model in their life. And so, you know, and it sometimes it's a teacher that makes that connection or somebody in an after school program. So what we try to do is, you know, the recipients do not have a relationship with the Andrew Effect. They have relationships with other adults. So our goal is to give these other adults in these children's lives the gifts so that when they're gifting these children, there's more of a connection that can be built. And, you know, some of our partner organizations have said to us, you know, like at Christmas time, this is the only thing that these kids are going to get.
Wow.
And I know that there's a lot of organizations, you know, out there that give gifts for Christmas, but you also have to realize that includes parents making an effort to go get those things. Mm. And so for example, one of the Butler County, we work with a weekend backpack program, and the teachers gift the children these gifts. And so the backpack program actually comes and picks up all of the bags from us, and just to hear them, you know, I mean, the kids are in need for food, you know, they're not receiving any gifts. And quite frankly, a lot of these parents aren't making the effort to find gifts from the free options out there around the holiday. So it can be really powerful when you know that there's an adult that cares about you, is giving a gift. Kids in these situations aren't always celebrated like we normally celebrate our children. And so it's a way to celebrate them as well.
That's incredible. So when a child receives a gift from the Andrew Effect, is there a tag that says that it's from your organization, or how do the adults recognize where this is coming from?
The only thing that we put on the bags, I mean, the adults that are involved all know that it's coming from us.
Correct.
But the gift bags have, the Andrew Effect logo on it. And we do not, you know, we don't have kids' names, and it's very, you know, anonymous. But it'll say like fourth grade boy, you know, this is the organization. You know, that's kind of how we do it. And then, for example, with the weekend backpack program, when we're giving them to teachers, the teachers then look through, you know, they might have 20 kids in their class, and they give out based on what each child, they feel that each child would like the most. We have a lot of variety in what we give. We're able to service anyone from really birth, through 18.
Wow. This is great. I have never heard of an organization like this before. So I'm super proud of the work that you and your board have done to get this the ground. How can we get involved, right? How can the public help push your mission of your organization so that not only can you grow, but you can also continue to offer these outside of the holiday?
Yes. So, and again, I'd mentioned, you know, some of the things we know that kids lose a lot of learning over the summers. So, you know, before the school year ends, that's another time of year that I would love to see us get more of these items in children's hands, and even coming back to school just as a refresher. But really for the public, you know, number one, we need more, what I'll call them, brand ambassadors. We need more people to learn about the Andrew Effect and be able to talk about it with other people so that we can grow our network of donors and, beneficiary organizations. Number two, we're always taking donations and people can donate items. But I always tell people that, you know, number one, we're nonprofit. So we're sales tax exempt. That's 6% savings right there. We buy everything in wholesale and bulk. And so we have discounted pricing on everything that we purchase. Every child also receives a book every gifting opportunity. We are Scholastic Literacy Program partners.
Wow.
And so we're able to purchase books from $1.25 to $5, you know, depending. It's special pricing. And this program with Scholastic, they give us this pricing under the assumption that they are being gifted. So it is a gifting program. So we're able to take any dollar and stretch it further. We generally per gift spend about $30 per child. It's getting more challenging as prices are going up, but we ask people to sponsor a child, or many children, whatever they're able to do. And you can do that on our website, theandrewEffect.org, /donate. You can also, find all the donation information on our, Facebook page. And then third, you know, we can always use more volunteers that, number one, will help when we're assembling. Number two, volunteers, that can run committees within our organization, fundraising, event planning, whatever your skill set is, we can find a way for you to help with the Andrew Effect. So those are really three ways that we need people's help.
No, it makes sense. So you did mention fundraising, and mm-hmm. I know that right now you have a drive to sponsor mm-hmm. a child, but do you yes. have any other fundraising efforts coming up that we might be able to get involved in? Or is it truly right now sponsor a child, because that's the instant impact?
Right now it's truly sponsor a child. We are going to be working on some events coming up, but you need awareness in order for people to attend your events. So we're kind of in the awareness building stage.
Makes
and,
sense.
Right. And then we will be holding events that will help our fundraising efforts and future goals.
Best ways for people to reach out, because I will supply not only the link to your website, your social media pages, yeah. all in the notes, but what's the easiest way for people to reach out to get involved? Is it emailing you directly, or your best way of contact?
People can email me at president@theandrewEffect.org. They can also call me at 724-272-6699. And that's a call or text, because that is a cell number. They can also reach out via chat on the Facebook page. Or there's, a form on our website to reach out as well.
Man, not only are you definitely tied into this organization, but willing to give out your own personal cell phone number to people, that just takes a lot and just shows how much this organization means to you.
Thank you.
Well, Candace, any last words for our listeners? Because we want to see this organization grow, and I think you can have an even larger impact, but we might have missed something. So I want to give you a few last minutes to talk about anything we might have missed.
We can help children. create a different path for their future. And that's what this organization is about. And it takes many organizations and many volunteers in order to do that. We are not single-handedly changing the future, but it, like I mentioned, it's the other nonprofits that are working directly with the kids. It's what we're doing. It takes a village. They always say it takes a village to raise a child, which I know is true. It also takes a village to help children who might not have the traditional support in their life. So I hope that we can all come together and find ways to help these kids create a bright future for themselves.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you, Candace, so much for joining me today. Please check out The Andrew Effect at theandreweffect.org. Thank you, Candace.
Thank you.
For Armstrong in the Loop podcast, I'm Seth Prentice, keeping you in the loop.
Are you enjoying Armstrong in the Loop podcast? Great news. All past and current episodes are available on popular streaming apps and websites. Search Armstrong in the Loop podcast and subscribe today.
When it comes to internet service, you get it all with Zoom from Armstrong. There's unlimited data for unlimited downloads, low latency for seamless streaming and gaming, plus an unmatched fiber network for speeds that can't be beat. Find out for yourself. Go to armstrongonewire.com/zoom and get high-speed internet for as low as $34.95 a month. No contracts, no hidden fees, just internet made easy. That's Zoom Internet from Armstrong.